Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, listeners, to City on a Hill. We're so grateful that you've joined us. As always, we ask that you invite your friends and family throughout the country to come join us, come and learn with us. And usually we have David Barton on to start our show, but they have a new studio dashboard here, and unfortunately it did not play like I thought it would play, so kind of caught me off guard. But hi, Miss Barbara.
Hi, Diana.
Well, you will not believe who is joining us tonight.
And our
dear friends, we have got us a bunch of prayer warriors, Miss Barbara. Isn't that just what we need? We've got Miss Christina, and we've got Miss Ruthie. Ruthie Bryant and Christina Micas from California.
Well, it's been too long. It's been too long since they've been on. Hey,
Barbara.
How delightful.
I know.
We're delighted
you're
with us.
I honestly didn't get the information at all. Christina had to call me because I was getting ready to cut off the computer and everything.
Oh, I'm so glad you're with us.
Yes, we are grateful. Well, Ms. Barbara, you want to start us off in prayer, Ms. Christina? We'll let Ms. Barbara start us off with her history moment. We
you
need
bet.
More of those and prayer. And in the meanwhile, I'm going to try to get Wanda MacDonald on with us, too. So y'all go ahead. Go ahead, Ms. Barber.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with scripture tonight. It's what I picked out to read last night. And the wonderful program was very much about this. And I didn't get to share it last night. And I want to share it tonight. It's from Philippians, the 4th chapter. And starting with verse 6, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Meditate on these things, the Word of God says. So let's pray together. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, that forever your word is settled in heaven, that your word is alive and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to pierce and divide asunder, Father, soul from spirit and joint from marrow. And, Father, it's a discerner of our hearts. We thank you, Father, for your word, which is a love letter to your people. You reveal yourself in your word to us, O God. And we're so grateful, Father, for that, and that you generously give us of your Holy Spirit, that we're able, Lord, to understand your word. It says that in your light we shall see light. We shall have understanding in you, O Lord. And that's what we desperately need at this time, Father. We need to have understanding of these times that we'll know how to, what to do and when to do it and how to do it, like the men of Issachar. We need discernment, Father, to be able to not be fooled, not be manipulated, but to be led by you, Father, in your truth. Father, I pray that we will have a love of the truth, that all your people will have a love of the truth, that will not be easily deceived.
Amen.
Help us, O God, Father. Give us generously, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Father, help us, Lord, to lay aside and remove those things within us that hinder us from just receiving your fullness, the fullness of your Holy Spirit, that you might flow through us mightily like a mighty river reaching the thirsty and dry places, Father. We pray, Father, that we would have a renaissance of the truth, Father, a love of the truth and an upholding of the truth. And, Father, beginning in our individual lives and also in the lives of all your people, in your church, Father, a love of the truth and a courage to speak the truth, Father, in love as your word commands us. We ask, Father, that you would open our minds and our hearts to you, to your truth, what you would like to reveal for us tonight. I thank you, O Lord. I thank you for our dear sisters in Christ that are joining us tonight. Bless them mightily, O God, in every way, and their families. Meet their needs, Father, according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Oh, you started us off just excellently, Miss Barbara. And I'm thinking, you know, how fitting. And I'm going to go ahead and start off with Wanda MacDonald, because Wanda, you know, she listens to God, and God had put in her heart that, you know, Dinah, we need to do some praying and fasting. We need a breakthrough. We're asking God for big things, and we need breakthrough. And so if you don't mind, Wanda, just talk a little bit about that.
Okay, well, you know, I've just been thinking about, you know, the David Barton thing and how we keep waiting on, you know, hearing back from them. And then just this whole Common Core fight, that, and then the whole Obamacare mess, you know, it's just, and, you know, I think it probably at different times it affects all of us, our faith, or whether or not we're in fear, you know, at certain moments. I know Alan and I, you know, just with wondering what we're going to do about our health insurance, you know, because ours was one of those that went way up. And so, you know, and it's hard not to get fearful at times, you know. But, and so, and just thinking about all this, that, I told Diana, I said, Diana, I just think we need to pray. We need to have some times of prayer and fasting. You know, I don't know how often we need to do this, but we need, especially with the David Barton thing and coming to Dothan, because I feel like Dothan is like a dead zone when it comes to people knowing about Common Core. Even though we're trying to spread the word, it just seems really hard. And I think it's spiritual. I think there are spiritual forces that are keeping it from happening. And so, you know, you look at the Bible and all the different examples of when they had a decision they had to make, or needed to make ground, or needed wisdom. So many different times they would fast and pray. And then that's when they would get a breakthrough, you know. So that's been my burden. And then today, I told Diana this morning when I was praying and asked God to give me a word, and then I read this little devotional app thing that I have on my tablet, and the subject was, "Why are you fearful?" So I knew God had a word for me in that, you know. And so I was reading it, and it comes from the scriptures where Jesus calms the storm. You know, he's in the boat with the disciples. It's in Matthew 8:23-34. And, you know, the waves start washing over the boat, and the disciples get all fearful and afraid. And then Jesus, you know, they go and they wake him up, and they say, "Lord, save us, we're going down," you know. And then he says, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" That's where that title came from. And then he got up, and he rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. And that's just, I felt like that was just another confirmation that he took authority. He stopped you know, even though he was in peace, but he took authority. He, you know, the disciples didn't do it, but he did it. He stood up and he rebuked the winds and the waves. And then you, the other verses that it goes into is where Jesus came up on the where the men were possessed by demons, and they were at the tombs and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And so what he does then is he, because they're asking for his help, and he goes and he casts the demons out of the men into a herd of pigs, and the pigs go over the cliff. You know, so that was just another time when he took authority over the enemy. So I just really felt like that God was saying, you know, you want me to move in this. There are evil forces. The enemy does not want this to happen. He does not want this to happen in Dothan. And so, you know, we need to take authority and we need to pray against the enemy and rebuke him and whatever God may reveal when we pray, you know. Well, so Diana and I, we had a good prayer time this morning.
Yes, we did. Go ahead, Ms. Ruthie.
Could I ask a question? I was just going to ask what it seems to be the spiritual hang-up, because God is doing some good things on our end about with the Common Core, and I don't know if you guys heard what was going on in Portland, Oregon this week, where parents actually went in, they took authority, and they went in and took their babies out of school this week. And I thought it was 5 parents, but now they said it was 9, and it's growing.
It's 9 parents, and they took them out of math class and took them home mm-hmm. to the math at home.
Mm-hmm. I read about that.
Oh, wow. So they're opting out of the math class only? Is that
correct?
Well,
and then they bring them
back?
Yeah,
but you know what? But they're homeschooling them, and the next step is if anything else comes up, you know what's going to happen. They're just going to automatically take them out completely.
Right. Yeah.
But
yeah,
this is happening all over the place. I heard that, and I didn't get a chance to check up on it, but I bet you Jackie Verga is involved. BAT, you remember BAT? That, you know, the teachers thing on Facebook.
Yeah.
The president of BAT mentioned that Long Island, New York, was doing a major event against Common Core, and he was for it. And he and Professor White have been communicating, and you know how many thousands, 40 or 50,000 of those teachers and stuff like that, and he and Professor White are getting ready to work together and so that they can work together to get these kids out of the public schools. So I'm saying that there's a lot of things going on. I don't know what's going on down there, but that's why I wanted to ask what's happening down there.
You know, I know there's a lot going on in the nation all over, you know, and mm-hmm. and that I am excited about. And here in Dothan, in the lower southeast, well, I don't know if it's all of Alabama, but I know it's down in this area, southeast Alabama. There is just such a complacency and just a I can't describe. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. But, you know, it's almost like, you know, we're working, we're trying to do stuff, but it just is like we're hitting a wall and it's not going anywhere.
Wanda, we have a thing here in California. You know, we have, I've never seen such apathy in my entire life. And so it's hard to reach people. It's hard to figure out how to reach them. What's going to touch them? What's going to reach them? But, you know, you just keep doing what you're doing, and those that are supposed to hear will hear. You have to keep that in mind. And I'm going to ask.
Well, you know, last night Diana and I shared at the Geneva County Republican Women, and that was in this small town Sampson that I grew up in. And Diana, man, now they were fired up. And I was encouraged. Diana was encouraged, you know, when we left. Mm-hmm. You know, we were encouraged. And I feel like, I don't want to seem so negative about Dothan, I feel like we're on the edge of just a breakthrough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're just so close. But I feel like, you know, we gotta do more than just in the flesh. I feel like God is saying, you have not because you ask not. And he wants us to agree in prayer tonight. Let's agree. Let's come against the forces together. I mean, Diane and I are always praying, and Barbara too. But it's kind of at different times. You know, it's not like all together as a group. And I didn't know that Christina and
Ruthie.
I went blank for a minute. I didn't know y'all were going to be on the call too. And I think this is great. You know, y'all can agree
God,
with us.
This
we'll
is a God
for California and Oregon and you know.
I want to jump in here and give a scripture back to what you were saying in the beginning about Jesus taking authority. He took authority over the sea and the storm. He took authority, and everywhere he went, he took authority, but over the demons, etc. And when you were talking about that, the Lord had given me a scripture a little while ago, and it's in 1 John chapter 4. And I'm just going to read a couple little verses because it all comes together, and it goes to exactly what you were saying. But it's for us to remember the authority we have. So you are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in this world. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. When he took the authority, and then he says, there is no fear. You said fear. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. So anyway, as he is, so are we in this world. So as he took the authority, so can we. And that's what we have to do. We need to take the authority, just as the Lord took the authority. We have that power, because as he is, so are we in this world.
Well, I just want to put
Can I ask
go ahead, Ms. Ruth.
No, I was just going to ask a question. The meeting, I wanted to, on a positive note, you guys said that the meeting you guys had last night was positive, and the people, you know, were excited. Now, the next step is, what did you guys give them so that they can go to the next step?
Our next step is really is we're going to have which, you know, we're going to be keeping up with each other. We've got their emails, contact information. But one of the big things we're looking forward to is a major conference just to shine the light. And I was going to bring in Ms. Barbara, because Ms. Barbara, I think, had like a light bulb moment last night. And I did too. And I've been thinking all this time, you know, God knows the beginning and the end. And everything happens in his time. And what I'm stressing out over as a problem may be God's way of slowing us down, because there's a part of the puzzle we still haven't sought, we haven't seen until last night. And if I, Ms. Barbara, if you don't mind, share what you saw last night.
Okay, I'd be glad to, Diana. Which part are you referring to? Because there was
it. Everybody has, Ms. Christina, Ms. Ruthie, y'all need to hear Joan Landis last night, because that was one of the most, it was like you got to look at a complete picture, and she pretty much, Ms. Barbara, completed the picture for me, because, you know, she really shows you what exactly is going on. She tells you the warfare that's going on inside the mind of a child. and how that mind of the child is really being pivoted, being moved. I mean, she explains it to you very logically, very scientifically, that you could go and present her really before a committee, and they would say, wow, you know, wow, we get it. I mean, me and her, Miss Barbara says, you know, we've got to listen to her about two or three times. There was so much information. But I almost think, Miss Barbara, that, you know, she has got to be a part of an expose, a national expose of Common Core, which she was in the very beginning. You know, we all started really getting more attention on Common Core with her video. But after listening to her last night, to me, she is like Lou Diglio on The Hook. When Lou Diglio presents the laminin story, how our bodies are made of this molecule that's like the glue. And when you look at under the microscope, it is the shape of a cross. I really do believe the story that Joan Landis shares is like that hook, that glue. It is that powerful. Ms. Barbara?
Okay, so that goes back to the next step. What's the next step after what you guys got out of last night? I mean, what practical thing does that mean you're putting into perspective now? Because I'm surprised that there's not any parents that are coming to you guys telling you that they've had some problems with the schools already.
Well, we're excited because they have come. Yeah, they're starting to come out because we're feeling it too in Alabama. And I've been to two school board meetings already, and I've been to some other meetings already. We're being asked to go to more meetings than we really have time for. I've got another one to go to next week. But and that has been exciting because we are hearing stories. We are hearing personal stories. And we had a former school board, Annette Griswold, come and present herself before a school board. And I'm thinking, it's really powerful when you hear the presentation because, you know, I don't think that the school boards realize what's happening. Because what happened with Miss Annette, here's this little sweet lady, okay, very much well thought of by the community, presenting the stuff about Common Core. Well, she is the media. I mean, the media is flocking to her. And to me, that has to be a godsend because, you know, the media does not want to cover Common Core. But it's almost like what I'm seeing, Ms. Barbara and Ms. Ruth, is it cannot help itself. But now, I think this is a godsend because I know, it's like Wanda says, you have God to cover it in prayer, and that's what Ms. Annette does. She covers everything in prayer. So it's like it's almost like an anticipation building up, and it's kind of under the radar, that the enemy doesn't really know what to do when it fully explodes. I don't think they'll know how to handle it.
Well, we know the enemy is upset with all this maneuvering and stuff that Tommy Bias is doing on the State Board of Education. He's trying to, you know, placate and make it sound like they're trying to do things to, you know, placate the people who are against Common Core, but it's just, it's smoke and mirrors is all it is.
He's deceiving people from Alabama.
I had a pastor on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio this week. He's a part of Calvary Chapel, the Calvary Chapel churches, and we did the Breaking News on the Philippines and what's going on in the Philippine Islands. And we've been keeping up on that on Breaking News Journal on Facebook. Just in case you guys want to go there and see what kind of articles and stuff like that have been posted on there. But when I got through talking to him, and I'm just saying this for a reason, so that I asked him, I said, getting off the subject of the Philippines and what you guys are doing in the Philippines, after he got through, because it was only respectful to deal with the emergency situations and what they were doing on that first. After we got through with that, I asked him, I said, so what do you know about this Common Core thing? I didn't want to just overwhelm him. And the first thing he said to me, and this is the reason why I was asking you guys what's going on, because he said to me, I am telling parents all over to take their children out of the government-funded schools. And he said,
I am not only telling them to do that. He said, I have started in school. And this is something that you guys need to be aware of, too. His minister, pastor, told him not to start a school in the church that he's in. Now, you guys know anything about Calvary Chapel? They're probably close behind the Southern Baptist Church in membership. And he said that his pastor, his leader, told him that he shouldn't start a school because it's not profitable. Now, what he told me was, I didn't start the school. He said, I did start the school. He said, but I could care less about if it was profitable. He started it because God said to do it. And he says not only should parents take their kids out of any public school or government-funded schools now, if they can't do that, they need to sit there in every class that their child is in all day long if they have to see what their children are being taught. If they can't do that, take them out. That's why I asked you guys what is going on. These are the kind of things that we're working on, that we're dealing with all the time, Christina and I, you know, and we're hearing reports every day, you know, and so things like that are going on. So that's why I wanted to find out what was happening. Our ground game that Christina and all of us were working on 6 months ago is getting ready to be a total realization across this country. Anytime now, we will be making an announcement about what that is.
They can go to the website right now and start looking at it.
That's true. That's true.
Ms. Barbara?
You know, but I just wanted you guys to know. I just wanted you guys to know that there are some things really seriously happening, and we'll be unveiling it. And when we do, don't be surprised if you go to the schools and there is nobody there.
Wouldn't that be wonderful if God just picks up all the children, us included?
It's happening now. It's happening now.
What, Anna, in all that I hear Barbara saying and you saying and Wanda saying, I hear a lot of good things there. I hear a lot of, I see God's hand in so many things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know that we need to bind the devil so much as we need to praise God for all that he is doing and the
he's
doors that
he's opened.
Because I'm hearing this from everybody as we're talking. I'm hearing praise reports, in essence.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Well, Barbara, let me ask
Barbara,
what do you feel about the Dothan area? I'm just talking the Dothan area.
Well, I think that it is, there is an awakening going on, and I, because I know that some of the radio, well, Larry McKee's radio station is on it. He talks about Common Core and what Betty Peters and Stephanie Bell, our state school board members, are doing to call out Tommy Bice. And just about daily, he brings up something about Common Core. And, of course, I get to call in and add a little bit more. And also, he wanted me to send, and I did send it to him, for his website. He said he gets about 2 million hits a year on his website, and he would publish the letter I wrote about the data collection and the meaningless resolution by the state school board. So, then with the invitations coming to speak, and with us gearing up for the David Barton event in January, I'm encouraged a little bit. I'm more encouraged. But
I
know we've got a long way to go.
What did you say this website and information is? Because I think that's something that Christina would probably want to make sure that he gets information on, since he's taking information. Maybe that he needs to have the Operation Jericho information as well, stuff, so that he can see some information that is really deep. Pastors are making statements and doing all kinds of things, and maybe that's something that he may want to know about. What did you say the name of that radio?
We're even doing sample sermons so that these pastors would say, well, what do I say or how do I say it? our pastors and things are making sermons so that they will have examples and guides as to how what to say to their congregations.
That's wonderful. That's so needed. His website is WWNT 1450 AM, I believe.
And what's his name?
His name is Larry. And it's a small operation, so I mean
That's okay. No, hey. God can take a small operation. He took a small David, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's right. What I was saying though was, if you call him, you'll get him. You know, you won't get someone else. So.
That's cute.
But yeah. So anyway,
what's the name of the radio station?
It is a radio station, an AM radio station. Yes.
Okay, and it's N as in Nancy, G, 1450 AM?
WWNT. W as
okay.
in William.
Oh, okay,
w
got it.
W as in William. Okay.
Oh, that's going to be, that is cool. That's wonderful. That's needed, honey. He'll be, if he gets 2 million hits within in a year, that's pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah, that is pretty good. He's always stood for the truth and exposes corruption locally, and so you know we depend on him really in this area to get the truth out.
Okay.
Well, you know, guys, I think God is moving in mighty ways, and we have to see it every day. You know.
Amen.
And Wanda, when you go around to all these places and talk and speak, take those trifold brochures that we have created off the website, because it's all about the Islamization of the children, and they're trifold. They're very easy for people to kind of peruse and see what it is all about, what is really going on. And we've made all kinds of tools. So hand this stuff out to people. Start making them aware. Once you talk to them, give them something then to, you know, to do. There's briefs there talking on all different subjects that we prepared.
Yeah.
Science,
yeah.
You know, math, literature.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So.
Well, we left them flyers, and we talked about, Diana and I talked about, you know, we're going to set up a Facebook page for, didn't we say that, Diana? Geneva County?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And work on, getting them involved. So.
But it was good to see the post of encouragement.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Wanda.
I don't mean to be discouraging. I am encouraged, but at the same time, I do feel like there is a blockage here in this area, but that's just that's what I feel, what I've felt in my spirit. I think it has to do, maybe it has to do with this conference, just getting this, because there's so much.
So it's really an overwhelming feeling, that's really what you're dealing with.
Yeah. Well, we're waiting on them. You know, they have to let us know some things. It just seems like it's taking a long time for them to get back, with some details for us.
But then I think it could be, like I was saying, I remember Miss Barbara, when we were going to that AM station and my car broke down. And I was so sure that, that was the devil, right? Broke my car down because I was going back and forth every day. We had two shows, AM station and FM station, and I was going every day. It was an hour's drive. And I thought, how dare the enemy do this to me? But you know what? I got slapped into my senses when I finally realized. I didn't realize it right away. I realized it later, and Miss Barbara keeps pointing it out. Well, you've always had a vision of letting people come together to speak, because I know there's power in all of us Christians. You know, when God is in control of us and we're listening to him and doing his will, when we're together, well, there's nothing more powerful. Kind of like that, what is it, Ms. Barbara, that you talk about, the three cord that cannot be broken?
Three-fold cord cannot easily be broken.
Yes. And I think, you know, just like us being here tonight, you know, all of us are trying to do God's will. Now, Ms. Christina and Ms. Ruthie, you're doing something a little different, which is what our dream is, to get every child out of the school. You know, that's our dream. And me and now Ms. Barbara and Wanda, we're relegated to the other part of that if to fight and take a stand while they're still in school. So we're doing that. And, you know, how good a God that he meets all the need of that child, that children, the children, you know, through us, you know, not just one person, not just two, but he's using all of us, and he wants more of us to pay attention, that we will grow. But what happened with the car, got off on the car issue, was when my car broke down, it forced us to start this Blog Talk Radio, and it saved me gas because I'm no longer having to pay that money going back and forth. But the most incredible thing happened, and me and Ms. Barbara just cannot thank God enough. Ms. Barbara just says, oh, she just gets so happy when she knows, oh, so-and-so's coming on. and you know, people can't believe we have friends in California, Las Vegas, Nevada, you know, New York. You know, that actually, these are not acquaintances. You know, y'all are like family to me.
Yeah.
And it's really.
That's what we are.
And if my car had not broke down, that would never have happened. So I've got a feeling after what I experienced last night that it may not have been, you know, but maybe God wanting to get certain things into mind, because now, you know, we're really, it's making us think a little further from what we had envisioned in the beginning with our conference. So we're moving just a little bit more, expanding a little bit, but all to complete the picture that God wants to paint us, because really it is about God's ways. That's what's wrong. Mm-hmm. We're not acknowledging God in all our ways. Right, Ms. Barbara?
That's right. And, you know, we talked about moving the conference from one church to another, a smaller church to a larger church, and that was God's timing. God's timing is perfect. So if there is a delay, there's a reason for a delay. If there's a breakdown, there's a reason for it, and we can praise him. The Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So we can give thanks in all things, knowing that God is in control, and we yield to him, which is not to say that we're not to do spiritual warfare, Wanda. We are, and we should be doing that every day. We're to praise the Lord, but we're also, the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, the casting down of imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity all those thoughts to the obedience of Jesus Christ. So, I mean, we're to be doing it. So let's do it, and let's do it faithfully. I agree with you, Wanda, that it needs to be done. We know it needs to be done because the Bible says it needs to be done. So we'll do it all. We will praise the Lord, and we will thank the Lord, and we will do that spiritual warfare in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, with that in mind, why don't we start this, since we've got these awesome prayer warriors with us. Ms. Christina, would you mind starting with the scripture and praying what God has laid in your heart to pray for? And then we'll let Ms. Ruthie and on down to Wanda and Ms. Barbara.
Get my Bible.
Ms. Christina, are you still there?
Yeah,
are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're probably looking for a scripture. Yeah. Yeah, if everybody look for their scripture.
Really, I mean, you just kind of hit me by
You're the first one, Miss Christina.
I know.
Sorry.
Got me off guard here. So it's
But this is so sweet of God because y'all had not planned on coming. Y'all had not planned on coming tonight. But this is God. He wants us to be together because he knows we love him and we have a heart for his children. And, you know, that's what humbles me is when I look at the cross and when I look at what is this fight all about. It's about that child. It's not about anything else really, but about that child. And it just humbles me.
Diana, in Psalms, and I'm turning there, I don't know, I think it's around Psalm 91, it talks about one sends so many to flight, and
10,000,
let's see, or is it... thought it was, no, that's 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand.
Right hand. Mm-hmm.
Was it Deuteronomy? I think, was it?
No, that's not
Deuteronomy too.
But anyway, the point is that several of us together will send the enemy fleeing. You know, the more of us agreeing together in prayer will cause the enemy to flee in greater numbers. So mm-hmm. I wish I could find that.
Yeah, we're hearing stories.
I think it's
one of the scary things we heard last night from Joan Landis was that Ms. Barbara, that the way that they are teaching, you understood more about the double bind. Would you share with them a little bit about the double bind?
Well, we were talking about they brought back the teaching of situational ethics with this Common Core curriculum, and it sets the kids up in a double bind. And what Joan said is they're damned if you do and damned if you don't. It's the lifeboat. Only a certain number can be saved, and they have the children decide after looking at the different personalities in their situations, they have the children decide who's going to live and who's going to die. And Joan was saying that this is the most terrible thing to put on a child. It will induce psychosis and even insanity to put that kind of authority for life and death in the hands of a child. They are not to have that. They are not ready for that, and it is so dangerous for them to be put into that situation. It does not allow them to give it an answer based upon their conscience, rather than to think of a way to save everyone. It doesn't allow for that. It's the answers are pre-selected, and they have to choose from one of those pre-selected answers. And anyway, she was saying how dangerous that is to put that on children. She also talked about neuroscience behind brain development that was very, very enlightening, and how focusing on certain things over and over again and not developing other circuits in the brain actually changes the brain. But there's just a lot to it. I want everybody to listen to that show because it's very enlightening.
That happened yesterday? Was that yesterday's program?
Yes, yesterday's program.
We'll listen to that. And by the way, you're talking about Psalms 91:7. To be exact.
Okay.
And that's 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you.
I love Psalm 91. Miss Christina, are you about ready?
Yeah, babe.
Okay.
I'm going to read just one scripture, and then I'm going to go to this other one. One in Isaiah comes to me, and it's Isaiah 40. 31, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. and they will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
Amen.
Therefore, let us be diligent. This is in Hebrews 4. Let us be diligent to enter the rest so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and of spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Mm-hmm.
And Father God, we just come before you and we just thank you. And we just stand together, Father God, your humble children here, and we just praise you and thank you for all the wondrous things you are doing for us, Father God. We draw near to you. Because, Lord, we love you. And in our hearts, our desire is to please you. Lord, search our hearts. And, Lord, reveal to us if we do have any blockages that are causing a blockage. And, Lord, reveal that to us. But, Lord, we just thank you because we know that you have gone before us. And as you are, so are we in this world. And, Lord, teach us to take that authority. That authority over all things, as you did, Lord, as you told us, as I am, so are you. So, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you so much for all the things that you are doing in each and every one of our lives, whatever it is that you've called us to do and however it is to do it, Lord. We just thank you for your hand upon it. We thank you that you show us the way, that, Lord, we do sit patiently and wait on you. Because, Lord, all things are not necessarily, as we talked, of the devil. There are a lot of things, Father God, that happen that are for a reason. So let us sit back and be patient and let you work, Father God. For all things are possible through you. And all we ask, Father God, is that your will, that you show us your will. And as your obedient servants, Lord, we are here to serve and to do all that you would have us to do. And, Lord, take each one of us and make us what you want us to be. Each and every day, Lord, renew us and make us into your likeness, Father God, more and more each day. Allow us to walk closer into your spirit, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for your armor that we put on each day. Father God, as we go forth, we thank you that we keep the joy, your joy, Lord, the joy of knowing that you've created each and every day. Let us keep that in our hearts as we go forth, Lord, no matter what we see, no matter what the circumstances look like. Let us be joyful, Lord, knowing that you are in charge and we are but to hear to do your will until you come to take us home. So, Father God, we just thank you in all things. And we stand in agreement, Father God, for your hand upon each and everything that we are doing, for your guidance, your wisdom, your confidence to go forward boldly to do your will, Father, knowing that you are going before us. We thank you, Father, for your discernment and your wisdom for each and every day. We thank you and praise you and give you all the honor and the glory. And, Lord, I just thank you for your blessings and protection upon each one of us here and those that are listening, Father God, and their families. Draw them close to you, Lord, and we just thank you that you will protect and bless each and every one, and their needs will be met according to your riches and glory, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that for those that are listening that may not know you, that, Lord, the Spirit just reach out to them in a deep way and just draw them unto you, Lord, and bring them back. You are calling your people home now, Lord, and here we are. We are calling each and every person home via this radio broadcast, Father God, through your spirit. Your spirit is reaching out now. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you all the honor and the glory. In the name of your holy and precious Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen.
Okay, Miss Ruthie?
Yes, ma'am?
It's your turn if you'd like to.
Yes, ma'am. The Lord has given me Habakkuk. This is to encourage you guys. It's based on what you guys were sharing, you know, for you, you know, not don't worry about what's going on, because God is going to reveal that the way he's going to reveal it. You just keep on stepping and walking forward. But Habakkuk 2, when Habakkuk is talking to the Lord and he asked the Lord about him watching, on the second verse, he says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on the tablets, that he who runs with it, runs with it will read it, okay? For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end of it, it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." Okay? You guys are doing an event. Write the vision. Make it plain on the tablets, because as you guys are getting ready to go forth in that, and God is, and he gets ready to speak, you guys got to be ready.
Amen.
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 Okay. That's my little speech.
Well, Ms. Ruthie, you want to pray?
Yes, ma'am. Lord, you know how I am. But first, before I pray over all the things that are going on, I ask you if there's anything in my heart that I've done that does not glorify you. I ask you to cleanse that now. I ask you to make me the way you want me to make me, so I can do your work, your will at your time, you know, and be on target and be wise and be ready to hear you as you talk. And I pray that the same thing happens with us, Father God, that happens with Diana and Barbara and everyone in Alabama who's believing for a miracle. I ask, Father God, that they write that vision, make it plain, and that the people on the radio and wherever they go to speak will hear it, and that they will ask for information so that they can go forth and spread this message so that we can reach those babies, so we can protect those babies. And, Lord, I just ask you, Father God, to do mighty things, not only in Alabama, but anywhere in this country, any child, every child that needs your love and your support, Father God, that you use adults to be able to put their trust in you. And even if they don't know you, that they will see your hand working on their behalf and turn you and turn themselves to you, that they will repent of their sins, and that they will come to know you. And they don't even have to be preached to, Lord. They will see your glory by the things that you're doing to support them, even though they don't recognize you or they don't acknowledge you. Father God, the work that's going to be done, I ask that your angels are around and their Shekinah glory is around all the things that are going on down in Alabama, across the country, Operation Jericho, and the things that you're doing, every pastor that's working with us, and every professional that's working with all the things that's going on with Operation Jericho and what's going on with Diana and everybody, and Miss Barbara and everybody down in Alabama. Father, you are the Most High God, and you will not be moved by the circumstances. You will tear it down. Just like you're tearing down what's happening with the Affordable Health Care Act, you will do the same thing here, and I just give you praise and glory that everything is being torn apart little by little and little by little. I just pray that it will continue to be torn apart Satan will not be able to get his hands in his socialism and his communism through our children and through the country that you ordain. In your name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ooh, that was so wonderful. Well, who wants to be next, Ms. Barbara or Wanda?
Diana, I'm going to share, you know, I told you about how the story of Daniel where he had fasted and prayed for so long. I looked it up, and it was 3 weeks that he had fasted and prayed. And I'm just going to read this verse of what the angel said to him when he appeared to him. And it was Daniel 10:12, and it says, "Then he said to me, 'Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words.'" So that speaks. See, I hadn't read that word until just now, and that speaks directly to my heart that, Lord, you have heard our prayers from the first time we began to pray and try to set our heart to understand you, Lord. And I thank you, God, that you have just reassured me again that you have heard our words and that you put all this in motion, Lord. And I thank you for that. I praise you for that. And Lord, I thank you that you sent your angel to Daniel. Lord, I pray that, as Ruthie prayed, that the angels, your angels, would be released to carry forth your word, Lord, and just break down any barriers that there might be in the heavenlies in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I pray your mighty warring angels would be warring on our behalf. And we thank you, Lord, that you are doing that on the behalf of the children, Lord, because you have a heart for the children more than we have a heart for the children, Lord. So we thank you, God, that you are doing that. And Lord, I thank you, God, that there is much confusing and things that are going on right now with Obamacare and with Common Core and all, Lord. And there is so much truth going forth, penetrating so much darkness, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we pray that the truth of your word and the truth that we speak to people would be light, piercing the darkness in their hearts. And they have to receive the truth, Lord, and they receive the light. And we know that your light, it causes the darkness to flee, Lord, because it's the truth, Lord. And we thank you, God, for that. And we stand on your word that you have heard us, Lord, and you are accomplishing that. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me, Lord, for my fear and my doubt, Lord, and help me to walk in faith, Lord. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Miss Barbara?
Yes. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you that you are working mightily, Father, during this time. We thank you, Father, that your people are rallying, Lord, to you. And Father, as the truth is spoken, I pray, Father, that just as the troops rallied to the sound of the trumpet, Father, our voices would be like a mighty trumpet, and that there would be many, Father, who would rally to that call, the sound of the trumpet, the truth, Father, your truth, and everyone that speaks the truth, Father, there will be those who will rally to it, Lord, and get in the battle for what's right in your sight on behalf of the children. We thank you, Father, that we have this opportunity to stand and to work, Father, together. We thank you, Lord. It is a privilege. And, Father, it is a pleasure to do this, Father. Father, we thank you for the many new friends that you brought together, Lord. And the unity we have in Christ, how precious that is, Lord, those new friendships that have been formed. We thank you for it, Lord, that we have unity in you. Father, we ask now that you would just bring times of refreshing to those who've been in the battle for so long, particularly for our dearest Betty Peters on the state school board and Stephanie Bell. They've labored long and hard, Father, but times of refreshing for all your people, Father, that will be renewed and restored and re-energized, Father, with your holy purpose.
And we pray, Father, that you would be glorified, that you would be glorified in everything that we say and do. And we give you all the praise and the glory for it, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow, everybody. Wow, I don't know about you folks that's listening. I'm hoping you feel like I do. I mean, there is just so much power in you know, being together with these ladies in prayer. So we encourage you to do the same. You know, please be joining in prayer with your friends, and let's move and ask God. He says, come boldly to the throne of grace. So thank you, Wanda, for, you know, listening to God and for us to call this together. And we just invite the whole nation to come together. We're going to be speaking on Monday with our dear friends from New York. Jackie Berga and Mark Ferris is going to be coming on. So we're excited about that. And, you know, we've made so many friends throughout this country. Mm-hmm. And one thing I think that, you know, the enemy did not know is, you know, this
right.
called Common Core, it is bringing all of us together. Nothing else could really have done such a work such as that. It's, I can't describe it, you know, this movement. And but God is good. And I'm just, you know, I always ask God for a word, and I've got a pretty Bible here with really not many tabs in there. You know, I'm bad about putting little sticky notes and everything in my Bible, but I've got this brand new Bible that really didn't have any sticky notes in there, and I'm opening it up, and now I did have one something in there that I had looked earlier today, which is the scary scripture for those of you that's on the other side that's listening in. You need to really worry about the scripture, because it says, this is Jesus talking, he says, it says, it is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than he should offend one of these little ones. And one of the things that we clearly heard from Joan Landis last night is Common Core is an offense to these little ones. So woe to those who are bringing it to our little ones. It's just been made so clear without a shadow of a doubt to me after last night's conversation with this woman. But another thing, too, I turn, and I'm turning close to that page, and where do I turn? Into one of my favorite scriptures, which I've always thought, well, Lord, I think this is what you're doing, you know, with us. It's almost like a feeling that he's saying, as in Luke 19, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in that which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall you say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And when I look at the scripture, which really, Miss Christina, you and Miss Ruthie and Miss Barbara, unwanted to probably, have studied the Bible so much that scripture, you know, just rings, because it is about our Messiah coming in,
uh-huh.
You know. And, you know, when I look at that, it's really a twofold thing that I'm getting there. The first thing that resonates in my mind is that God has told him to go somewhere and get something. And if anybody asks why, tell them the Lord hath need of him.
Yeah.
And I'm almost thinking that's what we're really doing here. We are going to people, we're alerting them, and we're telling them we need their help. And when they say, you know, well, why do you need this or that? And it's really because the Lord hath need, you know, hath need of them. But also, it's so exciting because you almost wonder, Ms. Barbara, what we're doing here is like in preparation for that great event, you know, Ms. Christina, that great event for all mankind when every knee will bow.
Yes.
Go ahead, Ms. Christine. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Well, it is. This is all in preparation, you know. And you were saying that, you know, people, we come to each other or whatever, to do this. Well, Pastor Stewart, remember in Tennessee, that we've been talking about, the one that came under fire for praying at the school commemoration for 9/11.
Oh yeah.
I spoke to him tonight, and he called for prayer. So this is a perfect night for all of us to lift him in prayer. This is a pastor in Tennessee. For those that don't know, he came under fire because he was invited to a 9/11 commemorative event at the school there in the town where he lives in Tennessee. And so he mentioned God, and he mentioned a couple scriptures. Well, the Freedom From Religion Foundation came after him. And they threaten him and all this stuff, you know, has been going on and hoopla and everything and, you know, just been ridiculous. So anyway, what happened is a lady there said, let's do a rally against this Freedom From Religion, you know, thing. And, you know, I can't, blah, blah, blah. She goes, I'm going to do everything. She says, will you just be the keynote speaker? And he agreed, and so she's put together this whole rally. They've invited all the pastors from the churches and everything, and to bring them together about this Freedom From Religion, constantly, you know, going around suing everybody that dares to mention God on school grounds. And so, I mean, you invite a pastor to speak, what are you expecting to say? I mean, really?
Yeah, really.
And so anyway, tomorrow is this rally where he's going to give the keynote speech. And he said he has never felt the presence of God so powerfully as he has while this speech got put together.
Mm-hmm.
That the spirit is so on it in such a powerful way that he says, I haven't slept for nights. He said, it's so overwhelming. So he called for prayer for him for tomorrow, and he's going to be doing it, I think, at, I don't know, 9 o'clock my time or something, I think he said. So 11 o'clock
wow.
here. Yeah. And so if everyone, if we could all agree, lift him in prayer. Since
what time is it? 11 o'clock. What time? What time zone?
He's in Tennessee. That's Eastern.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you sure?
How timely.
God is really moving in such a powerful way in that little place, Soddy Daisy, Tennessee. That's where it is.
Wow.
Yeah, and so
Oh. You
were just talking about that. I mean, God is moving people, all of those that are willing. Those of us that are willing, his vessels, those of us that are willing to be used to humble ourselves, as Wanda said. And
wow.
And said, use us. Well, here's that little pastor. I mean, things are happening. All the media is going to come. They're going to record it, and then we'll have it up on Operation Jericho probably, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wow.
His speech. Yeah. So, God is moving in powerful ways in certain places. It's where the willing.
Mm-mm-mm. And again, if that, Miss Christina, is a little bit of like a scripture on Luke 17 about the offense, you know, offense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's really, just like with Joshua and Moore, Miss Barbara, it reminds me of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with Joshua Moore.
Right. And God is taking this and turning, you know, it for the good and making the kids at the school, as a matter of fact, the school invited him to come back. And the kids said, you know, he supported us. We want to support him. I mean, it's just God is moving.
Mm. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close that and include that in the prayer.
Thank
Christina.
You,
I'm so glad that, Wanda, thank you for, you know, thinking about praying and fasting, because we didn't know that Miss Christina and them was going to join us tonight and that she was going to tell us if something momentous is going to happen tomorrow. So isn't that how wonderful how God orchestrated tonight's show, Miss Barbara? He does it all the time.
Yes,
he does. He is wonderful.
We just laugh. I've always thought, you know, I'm just really, life is an adventure with God. And for, if you don't know the Lord, you don't know what you're missing. Life is so hard. Life is not easy. And if you're not living it with God, oh, my goodness, we want to lift you up. There's nothing like it. You wouldn't have friends like I've got. I'm going to go ahead and close in prayer. I'm going to pray and then let Ms. Barbara have the closing words. But, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. There is none like you. Lord, we are just so astounded at how much you love us, Lord. Why is man so important to you? Lord, why is man that you gave your son to die on the cross? So that, Lord, we would know the way and that we can have eternity in heaven with you, Lord. This life here is but a vapor. It's a whisper. Just like you said, Lord, in Psalm 103, Heavenly Father, that like a grass, Lord, where its place knows it no more, Heavenly Father. But yet your love is from everlasting to everlasting. That's what we're going to be in. That's what we're going to be surrounded with in heaven. With your amazing love, where there will be no more tears, no more pain. People that have lost their limbs, Lord, they will be full. They will be complete. Oh, Heavenly Father, if only everyone knew. Lord, we pray that people will seek you. You said, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened. So I just pray, Lord, that they will start asking, who is this God that we call him, that we serve, that we love, that, Lord, is to be magnified because he gave so much for us, so much love for such an unworthy group of people. So, Lord, we just thank you. And, Lord, we just thank you for Pastor Stewart and, Lord, the calling you have on him, because, Lord, that's what we're fighting for. We're really fighting for the right of children to know their Creator God, the one that gave his own son for them. Lord, you said train them up in the training and admonition of the Lord, because, Lord, that is the best way, Lord. As a father loves a child, there is nothing like it. There is no better protector for that child, Lord. And that's why you want us to draw so close to the Father, because there is no greater place to be in under your wings, Lord. Under your shelter, under your refuge, because you are the helper. Because, Lord, you would not withhold any good thing from us, as you did not even withhold your son. And, dear Heavenly Father, the enemy wants to seek, steal, and destroy the minds of the little ones, the precious ones, the gifts that you gifted us, Lord. And, Lord, we stand right now and say, no. We plead the blood of Jesus over these children of this nation. We plead the blood of Jesus over the other children of the world, Lord, that are called by your name, Lord, the children of your people. That, Lord, that you would put us under the shadow of your wings, that you would send deliverance. And as Wanda has said, Lord, in Daniel, Lord, he had been praying, and you heard it's the first time. And, Lord, we've been praying for this for some time. And, Lord, we just thank you that, yes, you are sending us help. You are perfecting everything. It's going to be in order, all these conferences. Lord, Heavenly Father, oh, Lord, and Jericho, Lord, that ministry, you're perfecting that too, Lord. All these, Jackie and Mark Ferris, Yvonne Daglish, Lord, Yvonne and Glenn's, Lord, ministry in New York, Lord, we're hearing that grow. We remember when it was just a small whisper. I remember when Alicia Kennedy Polista was praying, and, Lord, you heard her prayer, and you have done a magnificent thing so that man cannot say they did this. It has to be God. And, Lord, we're going to say the same thing. It's not man that did this, but it's an awesome, merciful God who, yes, love the children more than we do. But, Lord, you are true to yourself, and you said to give everything to you in prayer, and that you said without faith we cannot please you. So we come together in faith, believing that the things which are impossible with men are possible with God, and you're going to deliver us, Lord, from the promoters of Common Core, from the developers of Common Core, from Common Core mindset, Lord. You're going to deliver the children, their families. And dear Heavenly Father, you will be glorified because it is not man that did this, but it will be you. And Lord, we just thank you, and Lord, we pray for the people that are in such a anxiety over the health care, Lord. Lord, winter's fixing to come upon us. Lord, the flu season's coming upon us. And that just reminds us how important our health care is, Lord. Many of us have worked for it, Lord, and now it's going to be stripped away from us. So, Lord, we ask that you stand, Lord, and deliver us from that enemy that seeks to destroy our families, Lord, with Obamacare and Obamacore and other things that we can't even name, Lord. We ask, Lord, that many will join us in prayer, Lord, because, Lord, that's the best place to be, is, Lord, on our knees, bowing our head, just like George Washington, Lord. What a great example this nation has, Lord, in the great founding fathers, Lord. They were great men. Lord, there's none like them. And the greatest thing about them was that they humbled themselves, Lord, and sought you for help and wisdom. So we do the same today, Lord, believing that you hear our plea and that you love us. We thank you in advance, Lord, and we ask that you help us to increase our faith, enlarge our territories, Lord, and enlarge the listeners' territories, Lord, as we all come in agreement, Lord, that you are our helper, you are our deliverer, you are our strength. And, Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy of our praise, our love. You have given it all. And we just thank you, Lord. And we ask these things in that precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And, Lord, I also want to add, I want to lift our military, Lord. They sacrificed so much. They followed your calling, Lord, to serve. They've left their families, their overseas, and those that are home here, Lord. They're preparing themselves if they, Lord, when and if they're called upon to give of their very best. So we ask that you bless them. We ask that you take away that spirit of murder, the spirit of murder to themselves, Lord, the suicide that's been going on, Lord. We bind that spirit, and we ask instead, Lord, that you lose that Holy Spirit of joy and truth, Lord, that this is not our home, that you do have a place waiting for them, that if they will put their faith and trust with you, that you will walk with them as you will walk with the rest of us, and that you will never leave them nor forsake them, and that you will bless them, Lord. So I just ask, Lord, that you help there be just a great awakening all across the land, Lord, and especially in the minds of our soldiers, Lord, and their families, Lord, and our teachers too, Lord, our precious teachers, Lord. Help them to have boldness to stand in the gap for the precious little ones. Help their minds not be confused either, Lord, but to stand with you as you stand with them. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we ask these in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, listeners, we thank you for joining us tonight. We've been so blessed, Diana and I have been so blessed to have Christina and Ruthie and Wanda with us tonight and joining together in prayer. We ask that you would share this podcast with your friends and family, wherever they are, so that they too can become inspired, informed, and involved. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Thank you for joining us at City on a Hill Radio Show. Good night.
Amen.
Night.
Night.
Good night, everybody. Love y'all. Night.